back together. Suddenly, someone knocked on the door. My dad got up and opened it. It was Kikuko with the tea. "I'm sorry I took so long, Father. I got distracted," she said, whilst putting the tea tray on the table. "That's okay, Kikuko. Your brother and I were just catching up," my father said as he glanced over at me with a cheerful look. I had never seen my father like this. I'd always known him as a very serious man who could only think about work and honor. But maybe, after my mother's death, he had softened up a bit. People tend to get gentler as they get older. Kikuko sat with us and we began to drink the tea. As we drank it, I began to feel a strange pain in my stomach. The tea wasn't that good. I politely asked my father where the bathroom was. It had been a long time since I had been in our house, so it was only natural that I'd forgotten where the bathroom was. "Oh, you don't remember?" My father seemed a bit surprised. "Well, I guess it's been so long since I last was here that I just forgot," I replied as I let out a small laugh. "It's the first door to the left. It's the guest's bathroom, so I'm sorry if it's a little bit unorganized. We rarely have guests," my father said as he opened the door for me. I bowed respectfully and left the room. As I entered the bathroom, I flipped on the light. However, the light bulb was already a bit worn out, and there was only a dim light coming from the bulb. It was a simple bathroom, with a small sink that had a slightly rusty tap. Above the sink there was a mirror, which was actually in good conditions, and so was the toilet. There was also a large rug covering the floor. It was brown, and it looked like it hadn't been dusted off in quite some time. However, when I put my foot near the middle of the rug, I suddenly broke through the floor. Everything was very confusing. It wasn't a big fall, but it was big enough to leave me a bit stunned. A large cloud of dust cover made it impossible for me to see anything. The dim light that irradiated from the light bulb in the bathroom wasn't enough to penetrate that mist. After waiting for a bit, the dust cleared and I was able to get a bit of a better look at this place I had fallen into. It was almost like a basement, but there wasn't much room to move about. The hole I had fallen through turned out to be some sort of trapdoor. I couldn't reach it, even if I tried jumping. I yelled for my father or Kikuko, but I didn't hear any answer. Suddenly, I began to hear footsteps, and soon enough I saw my father's face peering down into the small room. I asked him to help me get out of that dusty room. However, all I could see with that poor lighting was an eerie smile on my father's face. "Sorry, son, but I can't help you now," he said before letting out a small chuckle. "Since your mother died, your sister and I have felt very lonely in this giant house. We missed you a lot. We couldn't bear the pain of you coming back and then going back to the United States of America." I didn't know what to say or how to react. "So we prepared this small room for you. Your sister drugged your tea so you'd have to go to the bathroom, and I prepared the trap." The smile on his face just kept on growing. "Now that you're stuck down there, you'll never leave us and we will always have your company. We'll have so much fun. And don't you try to scream again, or you won't be getting food in the following days." Before I could even reply, his face disappeared and the rug was put back over the hole. I heard something being dragged over to where the hole was and then the door closing and being locked. After that, there was nothing but darkness. I still tried to scream for help, but nobody came. Nobody ever came.